And I want to share with you, we're just in a great place in the Spirit right now. You know, through the past week and a half, actually I guess it'll take 2.5 weeks, Pastor, because this revival continued at my house after I left here last Friday night. But I heard God speak to me this week. And He told me to end this. This is going to be a to-be continued. Don't forget, we had the dates. I'll be coming back up in June. And I'm just looking forward to me and Pastor's conversations each week, multiple times, about what God is doing in this house. Hallelujah. Because when I leave tonight, I'm not saying goodbye. Goodbye is permanent. I'll just tell you, I'll see you later. Whether it be on this side or the other side,
yes,
I'm going to see you later. But I heard the Holy Spirit say this to end this thing this week. I want you, if you will, to turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 30. You know, I was studying on prairie chickens today while my kids were doing their work at school. And, you know, I'm one of these type people, man. I'm just real and grill till it like this. I don't know about y'all, but I definitely wouldn't want to be a prairie chicken. Because what I studied about prairie chickens today, I'm glad I'm an eagle. I mean, come on now. Think about it. But tonight I want to focus on the way of an eagle. I think this is one thing, the place where God wants us to go. Tonight I want you to allow God to take you to the place He has designed for you to go. In Proverbs chapter number 30, verses number 18 and 19, the Bible says this: "There are three things which are too wonderful for me, yes, four which I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a virgin." Now think about this tonight. He says here, the way of an eagle in the air. Now listen to what he said. The way of an eagle in the air. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, every one of us know the scripture, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Come on. But the key there was "they that wait upon the Lord."
Yes.
Sometimes we jump ahead of God and we get ourselves into a place to where we don't never hit the ground. How many of you have ever had a dream? When you had that dream, you dreamt you was falling. Maybe I'm, you know, they always say if you hit the ground, you die. Well, I'm not so sure. I hadn't hit the ground a couple times, but I can tell you one thing. That's what hell's going to be like.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that hell is a place that enlarges itself daily. The Bible tells us it's a bottomless pit. The Bible tells us that there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. The sad thing is tonight, church, we don't talk about hell enough in the church anymore. We want to give you 5 points to ponder and bless your finances. But there is a place called hell. And the Bible tells us that those that go to heaven, straight is the way, narrow the gate that enters in, and few be that find it.
Yes.
Right. Now catch this. Straight is the way, narrow the gate. And the only way you're going to walk through that gate is what we talked about this week, holiness. Because the Bible says without holiness, no man will see the Lord. So think of this. What about an eagle? What about an eagle? Here we go. Number one, eagles are destined to fly.
Yes.
Eagles never fear giants. Oh, come on. Because they soar above the giant. Oh, you should have shouted right there. Because the Bible said, "Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." What does that mean, guys? Eagles soar above their problems. Come on. I won't mess you up. Pastor's talking about the eye of the storm. In his series, he's talking about, did you know that eagles soar above hurricanes? They look down upon hurricanes. They don't feel the wind of the hurricane. They just soar above the hurricane. So you should have shouted right there. That means you can soar high above your storms.
Yes.
Come on now, think about this. If you take flight as God intended every child of God to, you should soar high above any weapon of the enemy. Now, I'm going to preach here, because the Bible says in Isaiah 54, 17, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Right. Amen.
No weapon. Why? Because you soar above the artillery of the enemy.
Yes.
People told me all the time, man, does Satan fight you? Not that I know of. Because my God goes before me.
Yes.
When people say, did you hear what so-and-so said about you? I said, go by there and high-five them real quick. Because glory to God, when they say it can't happen, that just puts my God to work to prove that it's going to happen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because God loves impossible situations.
Yes.
Looking at me, He loved an impossible situation. Glory to God. He loved, see, God loves to use misfits. You know why God wants to use you and I? Because He'll get the glory.
Right.
He should have shouted right there.
Right.
When men walk around, don't touch me, I'm under the anointing. I have a person in my life, I won't tell who it is because I'm getting online tonight, I definitely don't want to catch this one. But this guy, he will not talk to the church. He pastors the church, but he will not talk to his church. He'll stay in his study. One guy walked up to him before service one time and wanted to shake his hand, and he said, don't touch me, I'm under the anointing. I think Jesus said, please touch me.
Yes, He did.
Just touch me.
Yes, He did.
Touch me.
Yes.
When we get to the point that we can't be touched, He's not going to touch us.
Amen.
Glory to God. When you're in it for yourself and not in it for God, you're in it for the wrong reason.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now think about this. Did you know that the enemy can fly? I told you, high above every storm. They can fly over a hurricane or a tornado. The reason being, God has made them to fly in the heavenlies.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Think about an eagle. What is one of the most beautiful sights you'll ever see in this area is an eagle flying over Grandfather Mountain.
Yes.
As high as that point is, the eagle soars higher.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No matter, you think about it, man. You see a hawk, it don't bother you. You see an owl, it don't bother you. But when you see an eagle, and see, an eagle don't have to be cocky. Because all the other animals know that that's an eagle. Oh, you should have shouted right there. You might say, Pastor, what are you talking about? The other animals have to look up at the eagle in amazement because they can't go. You should shout where the eagle goes. Oh, glory to God. Oh, you should get excited. See, the thing is, they're not supposed to get caught up in the storm. An eagle don't get caught up in the storm. See, a lot of the problems that we have in our life were self-inflicted.
Yes.
Oh, come on now.
Yes.
It's self-inflicted.
Yes.
God never intended you to go through it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Going through is better than being stuck. Glory to God, because if you go through the fire, you come out as pure gold.
Yes.
If you go through the mud, you'll come out a little dirty, but at least you made it to the other side.
Yes.
Glory to God. See, the thing is, going through is better than being stuck. I may have shared this with you, but it's worth repeating. How big is your windshield? And how big is your rear view?
That's right.
Oh, come on now. The reason is, that's what God intended it to be. You can see everything outside your windshield.
Yes.
But you can only see what's behind you with your rear view. Come on, church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Think about it. And if you keep looking in your rear view long enough, you're going to bump into something.
Yes.
Glory to God. Why? Because you're not focused where you're supposed to be.
Yes.
Amen.
I told you, when you stay focused, there is no place God can't take you. Think about it. You have to stay focused in His Word. Stay focused in His will. I know I've got to go on. Think about this. They're not supposed to get caught up in the storm. They're supposed to rise above the storm. As Christians, you should desire for height. If you're in the same place with God you was last year, you backslid.
That's right. Yes.
I'll say that again. If you're still fighting the same demon you fought last year, you backslid.
Yes.
New levels should mean a new devil, but the same God. Glory to God. If you're still battling this thing that you was battling a year ago,
yes,
you ain't where you're supposed to be. See, God is speaking to the church tonight. And He said, I want to feed you with meat. We've had enough ABCs and 1-2-3s of Christianity. It's time for us, glory to God, to get into the meat of the Word of God, to understand what the Word of God has for us. There is the fruits of the Spirit. Glory to God, there's anointing that God wants to place on His people. And all you got to do, glory to God, is soar as an eagle. Catch this. You should never want to live an ordinary life. Come on. Because the ordinary life is subject to the wiles of the devil.
Yes.
If I walk in the flesh, I hope I'm helping you tonight. If I walk in the flesh, the enemy's got me. But if I walk in the Spirit, the Word of God says I won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right. Amen.
Even the Apostle Paul said it this way. I shared it with you before. The Apostle Paul said, those things I count as gain for myself are but dung that I may win Christ.
Yes.
In other words, I want to say this tonight. You can work yourself to death and die.
Yes.
And I said it before. I have yet to see a U-Haul behind a hearse with two holes in the ground. Glory to God. It's not what we attain down here that's going to get us to heaven. It's what we attain through God that's going to get us to heaven. Glory to God. It's going to be we. See, the thing is, I believe God wants to bless His people here on earth. But the Bible says this. He says, as on earth as it is in heaven. See, God wants to bless us with the heavenly gifts. God wants to bless us exceedingly above and beyond.
Yes.
But we have to walk in the Spirit. Let me tell you something. Have you ever studied the Word of God? I'm sure, I hope you have. But the thing is simply this. When they walked in the will of God, their every need was supplied.
Yes.
Right. They needed to pay their taxes.
Right. Yes.
He said this. He said, go fishing.
Yep. Yes.
And then cast your nets to the upside.
Yes.
See, some of you still casting your nets in dead water. Okay, I'm trying to keep it calm. When God wants you to cast your nets to the other side.
That's right. Yes.
Because if it's not, if you're not catching anything over here, why waste your bait? Glory to God, cast to the other side. If God's not supplying your needs, there's a reason why He's not. He does it. So cast to the other side. I know I would talk about fishing. Glory to God, it's good. But think about this. About eagles. Eagles have razor sharp eyesight. Prove it, Pastor. I will. Thank you. They can see a rabbit in a field at 25,000 feet. They have razor sharp eyesight. Catch this. Catch this. See, church, you need to see far more into the future than your current situation. See, you shouldn't look at the church as half full. You should say, there's an angel there, they're holding somebody's seat till they get here, not the person on this thing, but on this, and they're waiting. See, the thing is simply this, you shouldn't see things half empty in God. You should see it full and filled to capacity. How are you going to fill the vision of this church when you're having two services on Sunday, and I'm not talking about just Sunday night? Hallelujah. Pastor, that's crazy. Pray my condition gets worse. Because I believe the Bible tells us that we have authority. And if we have authority, anything. You think it's God's will for the church to be empty? I'll have two people. Do you think it's God's will for the church to be empty? Why not? Because it's His church. And when He does things, He does exceedingly above and beyond anything we ask or think. Glory to God, think about it. God's a God of overflow. I'm trying.
I'll say, y'all, well, I'll be glad when he goes back down the mountain tonight.
But think about this. You need to see victory if you're battling something right now. No person in the military goes into battle expecting defeat. You know why children of God should never expect defeat? Because we got the full armor of God. And glory to God, you think about it tonight, church. The only place that is not protected is the back. Anybody, when you play football, you really truly don't have no pad besides your butt pad on it. Why? Because you're supposed to go forward,
yes.
Not backward.
Amen.
That's why the Apostle Paul said, I press toward. Hallelujah. Think about it, church. Think about it. Glory to God. You need to see yourself debt free.
Amen.
Oh, come on now, amen. Pastor. Don't be in my pocket. Not trying to get the checkbook. There's more money, I hope, in your checkbook than in your pocket. If not, you got problems. But you got to see yourself debt free.
Yes.
Can I tell y'all something I've learned? And that's one thing we use in our church and in our studies. I teach my church the financial equation to get out of poverty.
Yes.
And the thing is simply this: the top is the tenth.
Yes.
That's not mine. That's not yours. That's non-negotiable. That's His.
Amen.
Yes.
You don't even play around with that. You don't budget that. That's His. And I'll go ahead and tell you this right now. I heard the Holy Spirit tell me this: we should give the tithe off of what we make before taxes.
Yes.
Okay, come on, amen. Y'all thought we're good. We're getting in the grill now.
Yes.
Because if you give of what you bring home, the government got yours first.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. You name me. I'm going somewhere. And I'm going to tell you something. If you give God what is God's, He said, prove me. Yes. And see if I won't open up the windows. Plural. Plural.
Yes.
Of heaven and pour you out blessings that there's not room enough to receive. Pastor, I'm going to tell you, if this church gives food to people in the future, y'all are going to give and you're going to get more in return. Glory to God, because if you give God what's in your hands, God will give you what's in His. Glory to God, but you have to give to your hands so He can give it to you. Hallelujah. You need to see your marriage where God has intended it to be.
Yes.
Remember, you have to have razor-sharp eyesight. You might say, I'll go back to something real quick, Pastor, if you'll allow me. You need to see yourself debt-free.
Yes.
Do you honestly know how much you owe right now to the penny on every bill? I do. Because if somebody comes up to me and says, Jonathan, I'm going to get you out of debt. How much is it going to cost? I'll sit there and say, $52,124.76. Do you want to use your debit card or you go write me a check? Because if I call things that are not as though they were, I'm walking around debt free.
Yes.
You might say, Pastor, that's crazy. God said He knows my need before I ask. And He tells me if I give to Him, He'll give to me. Me and Heather were talking a while back. We moved to Statesville. The church relocated because God said to do it. And when we got ready to move, we looked at all these nice houses. And $250,000. $350,000. $450,000. Mortgage payment of $1,200. I said, honey, this ain't God's will.
Amen.
She said, why? I said, because we owe $48,176.22 on this house. And $48,000 sounds a whole lot better than $725,000 once it's all said and done.
Yes.
I said, baby, we can build on to this.
Yes.
Because He says to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. If you can't pay your bills now, why should you want to get more bills to pay when you can't afford these?
Yes.
You got to be a good steward of your money. Razor sharp eyesight. You need to see your marriage where God intends it to be. Maybe you don't see it right now, but you need to see it in the future. You and your spouse walking into church hand in hand. Glory to God. Going to the house of God on Sunday. Going to the house of God on Sunday night. Going to the house of God on Wednesday night.
Yes.
Going into Bible study. You know, when God, when I'm going to say, Pastor, that's crazy. Before Heather came along my way, I seen me and Heather walking into church working together. Glory to God. I said, God, I don't want somebody that's not. I got to say this. If a man's not chasing God's heart, he can't get yours.
Amen.
If a woman ain't chasing God's heart, she can't get yours.
Yes.
You want to be with a man that chases God's heart.
Yes.
Because if a man's chasing God's heart, he'll treat his bride like God intended for her to be treated.
Yes. Amen.
I done already told Mama. I talked to her this morning. I got to see her all 15 minutes today. And I said, you did schedule to do something for yourself Friday, didn't you? And she said, what do you mean? I said, hey, babe, I've been gone all week. I want you to do something special for yourself. One way every day. You show your spouse your love. Don't just cook for them. They expect that. Don't go to work. They expect that. But do something to give. Okay, here, I feel this in my spirit. To get results you've never had, you got to do something you've never done. Hallelujah. I mean, you think about it. When you marry your wife and you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Glory to God. If you stop taking care of yourself, you're going to look like Eddie DeVito. And that's not the person that she married. She married Arnold. Now, think about what I'm saying. Why do you stop taking care of yourself? You need to work on that thing every day. I got pictures to show you. Pastor Philip sees them. At one time, I weighed 294 pounds. And I didn't realize that until I talked to my doctor, Barron. And Dr. Barron told me, he said, you weighed 294 when we had the surgery. I had the hernia surgery, navel hernia surgery. And I was like, I told Heather, so I don't even know why you could love somebody like that. She said, honey, I don't look at you. I look at your heart. I'm thinking, that really sounded good, but it really sounded bad all at the same time. She just looking at my heart. She might like, what she's seeing on the outside. Oh, come on now. So I made a challenge to myself. Tomorrow will be day 200 of not drinking a soft drink. That's big to me. Because I can drink a 12-pack of Diet Mountain Dew in one day. Day 200. And I don't even desire it anymore. Every time the enemy tempts me, Pastor, I get the Word of God. Because He's the fountain of living water. Yes. Hallelujah. He's the river that never runs dry. Think about it. Think about what I'm saying, church. You need to see your family saved. Razor sharp eyesight, Pastor says, I see my family saved. Anybody in this house got lost loved ones? Yes. See them saved in Jesus' name.
Yes.
My aunt used to do this all the time. She would stand up, she'd testify, and she'd say, I want to thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost. And she said, I want to thank God for my boys getting saved. And all three of them was living in sin. You know what she's doing tonight? She's in service down in Booneville, North Carolina, with all three of her sons, all three of her daughter-in-laws, and all her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She kept saying it, sister, I see my children saved.
That's right.
You got to have razor-sharp eyesight. What happened with the jailer when Paul and Silas broke out of prison? Well, actually, they didn't break out. They stayed in prison, let them know we're still here.
Yeah.
And the guy and the soldier got scared. And he said, hey, man, today you and your whole household will be saved. Think about this. I got to go. I know. But catch this. You need to see yourself healed.
That's right.
Come on. I seen myself when I had high cholesterol, high blood pressure healed. The doctor told me, what was it? A week before I came to revival, Saturday before I came at Sunday? I went to my doctor and he said, I just want to tell you, you got low blood pressure now. And your cholesterol is right in normal range.
Great.
You might say, Pastor, that's crazy. No, that's God.
Yes,
and right. I wanted to prove to that doctor who told me I couldn't lose the weight. So I sent him pictures through email of what I look like now. I said, why don't you put that on your poster? Glory to God, think about it. You need to see further than the natural eye can see. That's why the writer said the three things which are too wonderful to me. See, catch this. An eagle, I know I got to go. An eagle has a 6-foot wingspan. Did you know that? 6 foot. I'm 6'4". Think about an eagle with a 6-foot wingspan. They can lock their wings and fly for days. You should have shouted. Is there anybody in this house, and if you did, that's cool, ever seen an eagle flap? You see an eagle, you may have seen them, but they're getting up for higher flight. But when they lock, they're just soaring.
Yes.
They're soaring. They're going wherever the winds of God take them. Hallelujah. Yes. I'll just go and wherever God wants me, and I'll fly around. They can lock their wings and fly for days. You know why? In other words, they lock into the plan God has for them.
Yes.
When you lock your wings and say, okay, God, you be God because I've made a mess of my life. Just lock your wings and say, okay, God, take me. Take me. They don't care where that wind takes them. They just know that wherever they go, God is taking them there. Hallelujah. Think about it. I know I've got to go. They're destined that He wants them to soar to. You look at a hawk. They have to flap their wings to go somewhere. But an eagle can lock its wings and allow the breath of God to take them where God intended them to go. Eagles just allow God to guide them. They just lock and soar. Catch this. An eagle desires movement. Did you know that if an eagle cannot move, it'll die? You put an eagle in a cage, it will eventually die. Why? Because it wasn't meant for a cage. Oh, come on, church. When you lock your mind into this is the way it's only going to be in my life, it's not going to get no better. You've locked yourself in a cage, and eventually you will spiritually die.
Yes.
Because you're locked. I'm in this battlefield of my mind, and I'm not going where God intends me to go. Eagles, catch this. I know I've got to go. This is going to be getting better. Eagles don't just sit around. They fly. They don't talk a big talk. They just act. How many people you heard talk a big talk in ministry? They talk a big one, don't they? But how many act? Eagles don't sit around and wait for somebody else to do it. They say, I'll do it myself. Think about it. I know I've got to go. Catch this. Number four, eagles function best in the air. If on the ground, they are vulnerable. Why? Because their wings will trip them up. Oh, you should have shouted. When you got a 6-foot wingspan and you got a very small body span, if you get on the ground, you can't walk because your wings will trip you up. Think about it. Think about it. When we don't walk in the Spirit of God and we walk in the flesh, our big mouth is going to trip us up. Think about it. They're an easy target for the enemy. Oh, hallelujah, I felt that in the Spirit. In the wrong place. If the eagle's in the wrong place, they're vulnerable to the enemy. If you're a recovering drug addict, a drug house is not where God intends for you to be. Glory to God. If God has set you free of religion, don't be in a church that's just sitting on the promises or sitting on the promises or standing on the promises when they're sitting on the premises. In other words, how many times have you heard this? I shared this with you before. The church's favorite song is I Shall Not Be Moved, because the church don't want to move. That makes them vulnerable to the enemy. That makes them vulnerable to the satanic attack. Think about it. They're seeing we're standing on the promises, but they're sitting on premises. Think about what I'm saying. Think about it. If an eagle stays on the ground that they were destined to soar, then they are in a place God did not plan for them to be. I ask you this question tonight as I wind my part down. Are you in the place God wants you to be? I'm not talking about a church. I'm talking about your life.
Yes.
Are you where God wants you to be? Newly Christian church, if I can leave you with a few things, don't sit here waiting on the promise. Put some faith, put some action to your faith. Faith is an action word. Faith without works is dead. Think about it. He said it this way, didn't he? The writer said, you tell me of your faith, but I'll show you my faith by my works.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When God spoke to me, and I didn't have to go through 15 people to do it. When God spoke to me and told me every month to send Pastor Philip a check for the food pantry here in this church, we're going to sow seed into this thing. You might say, why? Because you know what? When there's some fertile ground somewhere, I want to sow so I can reap. Glory to God. If I sow here, in the time running, God's going to send me my blessing in due time. That's why I sow seed everywhere I go. Glory to God. Why? Because if somebody's reaping, I'm reaping. Hallelujah. If somebody's getting a bountiful harvest, I'm getting a piece of the harvest. Come on, church. Glory to God. But I have to soar as an eagle. Let me go quickly. If you're an eagle, and every child of God is, you are somewhere that God did not call you to be, then you're an easy target. The enemy, the eagle on the ground is just an ordinary animal. But an eagle in the air, now that's a sight to see. As I said a while ago, everybody stands in amazement of the eagle. Number six. Number five, real quick. I got three more, real quick. Eagles know who they are. Write that down. Eagles know who they are. Like I said a while ago, you don't have to tell an eagle. It's an eagle that already knows it. Hallelujah. And the thing is, if you're a true child of God, nobody has to tell you you're a child of God because you already know it.
Amen.
Think about this. Are you an eagle or a prairie chicken? Prairie chickens talk a big talk, but they run at the first sign of trouble. Uh-huh. When an animal sees an eagle, they honor the eagle. Come on now, listen. They honor the eagle. Every animal wants to be like an eagle. Think about it. Just like your walk with God, when people see you, when they see you honor God, they want to be like you. When people come up to you and they say, brother, How did you get out of debt? But God. Hallelujah. How did I get that healing? It was God. Hallelujah. Pastor, how did God bless your finances? It was God. Hallelujah. Just say, if it wasn't for the only by the grace of God. Abraham, think about this. Because they stay away. Eagles. Did you know? And I know I got to go. But did you know that eagles stay away from other animals? Because you know them by the company you keep. Eagles only hang with eagles.
Yes.
Come on. Christians should only hang with Christians. Yes. You might say, Pastor, we're supposed to show a lost and dying world if we're different. Good. Stay away from the places that God's people is not supposed to be at. Yes. Stay away from the things that God's people is not supposed to do.
Yes.
You catch this. They stay away from gossip. Their marriage is the ideal marriage. Their family is the ideal family.
Yes.
This person has staying power.
Yes.
I'll say this real quick. I shared it a couple of days ago. If you wouldn't hear, you'll like it. There's no difference between a church hopper and a different kind of hopper. They're always hopping around. Hopping around. I want to tell you something. When you're hopping around, no pastor can satisfy you.
Right.
If it pacify you, they might satisfy you. But you need a pastor preaching the word of God. Number 6, eagles don't sit, they fly. Don't share it now. Eagles are geared for freedom. This is the last thought I'm going to leave you with. Eagles are geared for freedom. Locked up, they will die in a few days, Pastor. Free, they can live forever.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Some of us are locked up in religion.
Yes.
Oh, come on now. Preach about it. You shout.
It's true.
The thing is simply this. We're so locked up, so blind by the way of religion, that we don't know what it's like to have a relationship. Come on. I'm going to tell you something. You can go to church every Sunday. You can tithe every Sunday. You can read your Bible every day. If you live like hell, that's where you're going.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Can I tell you something tonight in my closing? I even got a chance to finish this, but I feel like this is where I need to go. I'm going to stand before God for every idle word I speak. Did you know it? I'm going to tell y'all something. I haven't always been this way. There was a time in my life that I wasn't an eagle. I was a prairie chicken. Eagles pursue freedom at all costs. There was a time in my life I was bound by the spirit of religion. I was telling Pastor Philip while we were eating supper tonight. I better share this with these young men too. I was raised that if you wore shorts, you was going to hell. I was raised that if your hair was on your ears, you was going to hell. There was so much legalism.
Yes.
Instead of what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That I just got to the point that I was just religiously brainwashed.
Yes.
Maybe you've never been there. People don't need to hear about the laws. They need to hear about the grace.
That's right. Yes.
They need to hear every reason why to be saved.
Yes.
Not every reason why not to be.
Amen.
The church has done a good job of messing up Christianity.
Yes.
Can I tell you something tonight? There's a reason why the church down the road is there. There's a reason why the church down the road is there. Because not everybody is supposed to come to Newland Christian Church. Not everybody is supposed to come to City of Refuge Christian Center. But I'm going to say this tonight. God has positioned this church for where you are right now. I pray that since I've been here, when I gave my heart to God and fully sold out to God, we started having a relationship. I started seeing God as God truthfully is. I don't talk to God with these mouths. I talk to God like I would my daddy. When people ask me, brother, who's your daddy? I say, which one you talking about? Glory to God, you talk about my Heavenly Father, you talk about Ralph Castings. The thing is simply this. You're at a place tonight where I took you this time, as far as I can take you. Everything that I poured into you, I pray you got something out of it. Now, I'm going to sit here and tell you straight up, I'm going to miss every one of you like crazy. Y'all family now. I'm your family now. I'm a hillbilly now. What the young lady told me now, I'm not a hillbilly. She said, you Jed Clampett. I said, I'm a prep, but I moved by. I changed it. He went to Beverly Hills. I went to Avery County. Glory to God. I came out of the city and came to the county, or the country. But tonight, I said something at the very beginning of this revival 2 weeks ago. It's going to happen tonight. I want Pastor Phil to say it because he's the pastor of the house. But God's doing some things here. Your pastor needs help. Please listen. Everybody in this church is called to do something in this church. He don't call everybody to be elders. He wouldn't have no congregation. He didn't call everybody to be deacons, or he wouldn't have nobody but deacons and a pastor. Everybody in this church has got a specific job. I can look at Sister Tammy and I can tell you right now, she'd be a great person to put y'all's church on Facebook Live. Every Sunday, sit back there and put it on. You might say, Pastor, really? Yeah, my wife loves it. Just make sure you get close to the bill so they don't make you fly.
Think about it.
Everybody, yeah, he won't wear the purple suit, but this brother said he would. Hallelujah. But think about it. Everybody in this church has got something to do. Can I say something? I'm not trying to step out of place. I walked today. I came in and had to use the restroom before Phil got here. There's lights on, came to the bathroom. And I walked downstairs. And I looked. I see a whole lot of space for children. I see a whole lot of space for teenagers. I see a whole lot of space for nursery. See, before the people can come to the ark, you have to prepare for the people to come. Think about what I'm saying. You got to prepare. The thing is, if with a food pantry, I say, Pastor, that's not really my passion. But somebody's. Think about it. Everybody in this church, if everybody loved to be over the food pantry, who would take care of the kitchen? If everybody wanted to sweep, who would vacuum? Everybody in this church has got a job to do. Brother, there's a job for you to do. I'm going to tell you something. My wife told me when we was going down to the house, going home, Monday night. She said, that young man sat behind me. She said, she encouraged me. You are an encourager. You are. You have blessed us. You have blessed me in my life. I mean, just being here, you bless us. Everybody has a job. Now, when I leave here tonight, I'm going to be homesick. And I don't easy. You remember, I'm Jack from the parents. But every one of y'all in my circle of trust. And I love you. You are awesome. Pastor Philip, I'm kind of jealous of you. Because he gets to come back with you Sunday. I'm looking forward to going to see my people. Don't get me wrong. They might want to figure out if I'm still the pastor. But I'm going to step aside. And I'm letting Pastor Phil lead y'all to the altar. I love you. Man, I love you. I mean, you're my spiritual son. You blessed me so many ways. I said something the other night. I wish to God I'd have had somebody that would cover me like I want to cover him. Somebody I could talk to and be real and really tell like it is. Y'all are awesome. I'm not saying goodbye. I'm just going to tell everyone that I'll see you later. Pastor, thank you. My assignment is over. I'll help you pray with me. If you love your pastor, we give you a hand. Thank you.
we are not done by any stretch of the imagination. And I know that doesn't mean I'm preaching another sermon. But you don't need to preach a sermon because there's going to be one preached there later tonight. When it's all said and done, it doesn't have to be the only one. I'm going to tell you right now, Lord Ray James walked in the door. We hadn't even started. He got to me. He comes up and he goes, "Boys, let's do this." And he drops to his knees. He says, "Devil's been on me. Devil, lead me." Well, what came out of that conversation and why I left earlier was they all went out and got clothes out of the car. I went home and got some because Lord Ray James is going to hop in that Baptist before it's over tonight. We're going to put him on. Why? Because New Birth happened. Grab Charlie, grab Lamar, grab somebody to pray with you. But if you just want to go up and pray for someone, feel free. Because that's what the altar's open for.
Amen.
And then after that, we're going to baptize Lloyd Ray. And if anybody else gets in line, we'll do that too. We'll
pray to God. That's right. We got clothes.
We're good to go with that. We're going to baptize. Let go of something he's been holding on to.
Amen. Amen.
So you guys, just take a moment, listen to the words, pray, come to the altar, whatever you need to do. So.
spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar like an eagle through that open.